It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Hello, Bear. Didn't expect to see you again so soon.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Wall Street is back in bear market territory. Question is, why? We did have some less than pretty numbers reported yesterday on jobless claims and retail sales, but the blame doesn't stop there. The Wall Street rumor mill was swirling with talk about some major hedge funds rapidly selling off their assets. And ratings firm S&P slashed the credit ratings of two high-profile regional banks, National City and First Horizon. Put it all together, and it was just plain ugly. The Dow is at 11,188 after dipping nearly 345 points, a loss of 3%. The S&P 500 dropped 3% as well, falling 38 points to 1236. The Nasdaq lost more than 3%, down nearly 75 points to 2259. As you might imagine, this didn't translate well in Asia today. Shares were down at least 2% or more, and losses across the board right now in Europe. Back to this side of the pond, talk of Social Security reform dropped off the radar months ago. But the American Academy of Actuaries says we've got to jumpstart that discussion as soon as possible. The group is laying out options today to fix the problem. Danielle Carson reports.
Right now, the Social Security system's picture is rosy. Martin Bernstein is a consultant to the National Commission on Social Security.
People have heard such scare stories about Social Security that they believe that it is going bankrupt. Well, it's been building a surplus.
Bernstein is right. The program is showing a $200 billion surplus. But in about 7 years, Bruce Schoble at the American Academy of Actuaries says that cash flow will start turning red.
As the baby boomers retire in larger and larger numbers, Social Security's outgo is going to grow much faster than its income will, because the income depends on the number of workers.
Not only will retirees outnumber workers, but people will live longer. So Schoble says raising the retirement age past 67 has to be part of any rescue plan, as unpopular as the idea might be.
We think that it's a demographic solution to a demographic problem.
In Washington, I'm Danielle Carson for Marketplace.
The sour economy is hitting domestic travel, particularly tourism hotspots. Visits to South Florida, for one, were down in the first half of this year compared to last year. That's the first decline since 9/11. Now, a major travel show today in Miami Beach is looking further south to pick up the slack. From the America's Desk at WLRN Marketplace's Dan Gretsch has the story.
The three-day La Cumbre travel show hopes to draw in visitors from Latin America. Sales have been brisk for a Thanksgiving shopping package. Brazilians, Venezuelans, and others board flights Thanksgiving Day, eat a turkey dinner that night, then pile into buses before dawn to hit the malls. Alfredo Gonzalez is with the Greater Fort Lauderdale Convention and Visitors Bureau. He says a weak dollar and strong Latin American economies make the U.S. a bargain.
From Mexico to Argentina, the demand is incredible. It almost looks like there's not even an off-season.
Foreign visits to South Florida increased 8% in the first half of the year, the biggest gain in nearly a decade.
The numbers are looking good, and we need something to rescue the situation with the downslide in the domestic market.
The most popular local destination for Latin Americans? Sawgrass Mills, an outlet mall an hour north of Miami. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Cleveland Clinic, working to redefine healthcare and the patient experience with the new Miller Family Pavilion and Glickman Tower. More at meetthebuildings.com. By the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world. Online at shrm.org. And by gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about business at gather.com.
This weekend marks 10 years since a pair of Stanford grad students put their PhD plans on hold to launch a new search engine company. Today, Google is literally synonymous with search. But observers say the company has to do even more if it's going to stay on top for another decade. Joel Rose has more.
By some estimates, Google accounts for 70% of all internet searches. Among patrons at the Higher Grounds coffee shop in Philadelphia, the number might even be higher.
How often would you say that you Google in a given day?
I have no idea. Embarrassing amount, I'm sure.
All the time, pretty much every time I'm on the internet. So I use Google Maps like it's my job.
I think definitely changed the way that the internet works.
10 years later, Google is still trying to change the way the internet works. The company has rolled out dozens of new services, from Gmail to Google Calendar to the company's newest offering, a web browser called Chrome.
What Google's doing right now that I think is very smart is that they're making a large number of small bets.
Wharton School professor Kevin Werbach says Google behaves more like a startup than a mature company worth upwards of $140 billion.
Google has a culture that encourages its engineers to try out new ideas. And they have a culture that pushes those out into the marketplace, even if they don't necessarily have a business model or aren't fully polished.
But that freewheeling attitude also has a downside, according to Preston Gralla, contributing editor at Computer World. Take, for example, the recent crash of Google Apps. Gralla says Google has to make its services work reliably if they're going to challenge Microsoft Office for the business software market.
At some point, you become like every other company. It's not about promise. It's about delivering on those promises, and that's the point that Google is at right now.
But Google is not like every other company when it comes to raw computing power. The company has giant server farms all over the world. Wharton's Kevin Werbach says that makes Google uniquely positioned to cash in on the trend toward wireless web-based software, also known as cloud computing.
Google has built essentially the world's largest distributed supercomputer. Everything they do, even in desktop software, plugs into that kind of cloud infrastructure.
He says that's an advantage that could keep Google on top for another 10 years. In Philadelphia, I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
If you Google Marketplace, the top return should be our website, marketplace.org. From there, you can share your thoughts on this story and others and download the Morning Report podcast. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening and enjoy the weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.